Hello and welcome to the Mountain Root Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne and it's my privilege to join you today in reading God's Word. Our first reading for the day is from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 20 through 32. When the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he has promised you, and you say, I will eat meat because you crave meat, you may eat whenever you desire. If the place that the Lord your God will choose to put his name there is too far from you, then you may kill any of your herd or your flock which the Lord has given you, as I commanded you, and you may eat it within your towns whenever you desire. Just as the gazelle or the deer is eaten, so you may eat of it. The unclean and the clean alike may eat of it. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. You shall not eat it, you shall pour it out on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that all may go well with you and with your children after you, when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. But the holy things that are due from you, and your vow offerings, you shall take, and you shall go to the place that the Lord will choose, and offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, but the flesh you may eat. Be careful to obey all these words that I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off before you the nations whom you go in to dispossess, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, take care that you be not ensnared to follow them, after they have been destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire about their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods, that I also may do the same? You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates, they have done for their gods. For they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Everything that I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to it or take from it. I think it's interesting to note in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and the verses that we've read today that the Lord is giving his people regulations that will make them distinct and different from the peoples around them. And one of their big challenges was always to remain faithful to God's call on their lives. And I think of it as giving instructions to a child. And oftentimes a child will ask the question, why? Why do I have to do this? And in some ways, God doesn't always give them the answers of the why, but he expects them to trust him and obey him because they love him and know that his good purposes are best for them. And you will find as you read the storyline of the Bible that they got into so much trouble when they veered off the path that God laid out for them. Our psalm today is Psalm 56. To the choir master, according to the dove on far-off terebinths, a miktam of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps, as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Here in Psalm 56, we see a phrase repeated. First it says in verse 4, In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? And then down in verse 11, same words, In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? And it's just the case for each of us as we walk through life, that we are going to go through seasons and situations where we are tempted to give in to fear. And sometimes the source of fear is other people who oppose us. And we can be so afraid of other people that we fail to be faithful to what God has called us to do. And so I encourage you with that truth today, that ultimately the person that we should fear is God and not people. Our final reading today is from the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 29. Verse 15, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He is now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to His saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all His energy that He powerfully works within me. Wow, this is a beautiful and powerful passage from Paul's letter to the Colossians. And as I was reading the part about us once being hostile to the Lord and alienated from Him and being reconciled by His death, and the whole idea that we are, even now, through our faith in Christ, blameless and holy and above reproach before Him. Just encourage you with that truth today, that whatever you struggle with, if it be this persistent sin that you struggle with or feelings of inadequacy, the truth of the gospel is that God sees you as perfectly clothed in the righteousness of Christ even now because of your faith in Him. And that is good news, and it's such good news that Paul was motivated to give everything that he had in his life to proclaim that message so that others might experience the hope and the joy that come through faith in Christ. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank You for the gift of Your word, and we pray that You would help us to have humble hearts that see Your will and Your guidance and Your direction from Your word as a gift. Make us humble and obedient people who trust in You. Lord, I pray for us in those seasons when we are tempted to fear other people, that You would remind us that our hope is in You, and that we would choose faithfulness and obedience over fear. And I pray that You would remind us of just how good the good news of the gospel really is, that we would experience the joy of our salvation, and that we would do everything that we can to help others share in that joy. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.